I just completed an interview with Dr. Lee Merritt where we talked about the really critical subject that there are no viral pandemics. The entire field of virology is rooted in so much fraud that it's just astonishing. And what the system is going to do to try to scare people with the next so-called pandemic is they will release or aerosolize a contact poison that will cause symptoms. It will make people very ill. It will kill some people. And they will say it's a virus, and they will say it's infectious, even though that doesn't exist from viruses. But they'll produce enough, you know, symptomatic people and people suffering and dead bodies and so on, combined with government authority and media propaganda, most people will believe, oh my gosh, we're in another pandemic. In fact, Peter Hotez, the vaccine shill, has promised that all of these various pandemic diseases will be unleashed on January 21st. He even named the date, the day after Trump is inaugurated. What are the odds of that? It's all coming down the pike, he said, on January 21st. I mean, it's almost like he was making a threat, right? But he said all this is going to be unleashed, and he named them as Zika and bird flu, and I don't know what else he named, a bunch of stuff. Maybe Marburg and things like that. But the point is, they are preparing. They are preparing another major pandemic action. And you need to know in advance that it will be a psyop. It won't be real, but it will appear real. And most of your family and friends will be convinced that it's real. And the media will act like it's totally real. And the hospitals will say it's real. And they will produce dead bodies because they will kill people for profit, just like we saw before. And they will say it's all because of the pandemic. They will say all this, and it will be convincing, but it will be fake. And then as all of this is happening, importantly, you will be told by so-called health authorities that it's totally wrong to use, well, ivermectin or nicotine or anything that might work. Oh, you shouldn't use those things. They might be dangerous. You know, we're going to see the censorship. We're going to see all the same things that we saw during COVID, but this time multiplied. And the thing is, we already know that nicotine can counteract the venom peptide poisons that they're likely to use to try to push the pandemic. And this is thanks to the work of Dr. Brian Artis and others. But I've, you know, spoken with Dr. Brian Artis. I've interviewed him several times. You should watch my interviews with him and Dr. Ed Group and Dr. Henry Ely and Janice Schmidt, you know, that whole group, Healing for the Ages. They've got the answers to this. We know how to counteract the venom peptide contact poisons. Nicotine is a key part of that answer. Dr. Lee Merritt said she also uses chlorine dioxide. And you probably already know, of course, the benefits of ivermectin. So these three things, I believe, are going to be critical for every person to stockpile in any way that you can. Nicotine, not cigarettes, obviously. We're talking nicotine gum or nicotine patches, which are readily available over the counter. Ivermectin for pets is available at rangerdeals.com. You can stock up on ivermectin for your pets. It's labeled 12 milligram tablets, which is a lot for most pets. So I grind them into powder, and then, well, I have an analytical balance, so I then weigh out really small portions for my pets. But however you wish to use it for your pets is completely up to you. But we've got a discount code for you there, rangerdeals.com. You can get ivermectin for labeled for your pets, your dogs. I think it's called like Petmectin. And a lot of people have taken advantage of that. Chlorine dioxide is the other one that's really critical. We also have a resource for you there, which is the Safrax company. And there's a link to that on rangerdeals.com. Also, now, just so you know, full disclosure, I do not get paid by the Safrax company or the Petmectin company. Rather, What they do is they do donate product to our church. And in fact, I'm sitting on pallets of the chlorine dioxide right now. And then what our church does is not only do we make donations to needy people in North Carolina and Florida, as we've already done for food supplies, but we also do reverse tithing. And so at my next church service, we're going to be distributing chlorine dioxide, looks like. And we've already given away tons of it in Central Texas previous to all of this, by the way. But that's, I just want you to know, like, I don't get paid about these products, but they do give donations to our church, and then our church gives those away. So that's kind of how we work in what I call God's economy of abundance and sharing resources, putting them where they can be best used by people who need them. Nevertheless, you can get yourself chlorine dioxide. And in my opinion, you should stockpile chlorine dioxide. It's very inexpensive through the Safrax company. And chlorine dioxide, when you buy it through Safrax, you're actually buying tablets that you put into a bucket of water, and it creates chlorine dioxide water of a certain concentration, you know, like 5 ppm chlorine dioxide or 10 ppm, depending on how much water you use. And then this solution can be used also to sanitize surfaces, and it kills, you know, almost every pathogen that you can imagine. You can see the full list on their website. It can be used to sanitize dishes. It can be used to sanitize water collection containers or pet watering containers, water troughs, things like that. There's 1,000 uses around the ranch. It's also a deodorizer. If you have odors in a vehicle, you can just put some chlorine dioxide in a bucket of water and put it in your vehicle overnight, like to get smoke smells out of it or things like that, or vomit smells if you had a bad weekend. Or if you're an Uber driver, you know, people vomit in your car all the time. You can use this to get the smells out. It's really amazing. So check that out at rangerdeals.com. But the bottom line is that I think everybody needs to stockpile these three things. For nicotine patches, you can get them online. You can get them. You can get nicotine gum at your local, you know, grocery store. Your local pharmacy probably has all that. They might even have nicotine patches. Nicotine gum is not difficult to find. I have not yet found a brand of nicotine gum that is truly, you know, natural enough in terms of its ingredients, as far as I'm concerned. So I can't recommend a particular brand of nicotine gum. But in the middle of a so-called pandemic, you probably don't care that much about the gum ingredients as long as it's giving you the nicotine. And seriously, watch my interviews with Dr. Brian Artis to learn about how nicotine can be used to help protect you during all of this. Now, with that said, they're going to use this next pandemic to try to lock down America and to try to take people out of their homes and put them into death camps. They will call them, you know, COVID camps is what they were called before. They will call them something like isolation settlements or whatever. They're death camps. And in the state of New York, Governor Hochul signed the law, and the state of New York Supreme Court confirmed their law that they can use the, you know, the state military, the National Guard, at any time to drag you out of your home, take you to a death camp against your will, and there's nothing you can do to stop it. That's on the books in the state of New York. And other states will attempt to do that, like Washington State in particular, Oregon, California. You are about to live through an accelerated depopulation, mass extermination agenda. And part of the reason is because, truthfully, you don't really know history. The history that we're taught is a lie. We are given a fake story about where we came from and what brought us to this point, and, you know, what came before us and how they were wiped out. And there's a plan to wipe us out and replace us with humanoid robots in this case, and autonomous systems. You're not being told that this is the plan, but this is the plan. And the pandemic and the forced concentration camps, this is all going to be pushed through fear to get everybody to line up, take the next jab, which will be a death jab, and also to consent to going to the death camp, where in many cases people will not emerge. I mean, not with their heads intact anyway. So that's what's coming. Literally, that's what's coming. And the vast majority of people not only are not aware of this, but they wouldn't believe it even if you told them. So you'll have to have discernment about who you share this information with. Are they ready to hear it? If they haven't been red-pilled through the COVID years, then, you know, they're beyond hope. And anybody at this point, anybody who is obedient to the desires of the medical or biomedical police state to control your life and control what they eject into you and lock you down, anybody who is obedient to that is probably going to die. Obedience is a death wish in what's coming. So do not be obedient to that. Disobey. Do not offer your consent. I'm not saying resort to violence, but rather simply do not let them control you. Do not let them take you away to some place. Do not line up for the jabs. Do not believe the psyop. That's your best self-defense. Is it starts with your mind. Just don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. They're going to use fear. They're going to use social engineering, and they're going to try to pressure you again, just like they did before. Oh, you won't be able to keep your job unless you have the new jab because of the new pandemic is so much more dangerous. Look, people were bleeding out of their eyeballs. We all saw it on CNN. You have to take the jab, and that's what they'll do. And it's like it's a test for life or death. If you take the jab, you're dead. Because this time, they're not playing around. It's just going to be a straight-up extermination jab. And, you know, if you're dumb enough to have believed all that stuff, then, you know, can't help those people, can we? But we'll help those we can. We'll help with information, which is what we're doing right now. And we'll help with preparedness. So it's a good idea to stockpile enough supplies to help people around you. Even if they're not on board yet, they might come to their senses at some point, say, whoa, wait a second. We just learned that if we use nicotine and ivermectin, like, we don't have to die? Is that true? And it would be great to be able to say to some people, yeah, and I've already got some stuff that I can share with you because I got red-pilled, you know, before now. And we are ready. We are ready to help as many people as we can because we are pro-human. We're here to help human civilization survive all of this. So do what you can. Now, the other thing that's critical in all of this is protecting your mind by having good sources of independent information. So that's where you turn to, you know, websites and infrastructure like what we have built, Brighteon.com. Free speech videos. And, you know, there's Rumble out there right now. And I got to say, I've been very impressed with Rumble and Chris Pavlovsky, excuse me, who I think is the CEO of Rumble. He's done a great job defending freedom of speech. My only concern with Rumble is that at some point, what if he's no longer the CEO one day? And then, well, it's a public company and they have shareholders, and the shareholders say they want more advertiser revenue, and then they vote to censor unpopular opinions in order to keep advertisers on the platform, right? I could see that happening. It happened to X before. It happened on Facebook. I'm not saying that will for sure happen. So far, Rumble has been very resistant to any kinds of, you know, efforts like that. But things could change one day. So consider Brighteon.com to be a reliable additional alternative or backup to Rumble. I encourage you to use both. I use both. I use Rumble and I use Brighteon. And if Rumble is ever compromised for whatever reason, and I hope they aren't, and I don't think they will be, but just in case, you can count on Brighteon. Brighteon will be a free speech champion for you because we have no investors. We have no shareholders. We are not subject to, you know, lenders or VC funds or anything like that. We call the shots because we built it, we paid for it, we own it. And we do not censor people for viewpoint discrimination, period. And that's why there's a lot of controversial stuff on Brighteon.com, as you would expect in any free speech environment. Just for the record, there are things we don't allow, obviously. If you want to call that censorship, you could, I suppose. But we don't allow, like, pornography or snuff films or stalking videos of, you know, people carrying out illegal threats and things like that. Obviously, we don't allow those kinds of things. We don't allow videos of people posting, like, how to build a bomb. You know, no, that's not legal. So we do have, obviously, restrictions on what kind of content you're allowed to post. But we don't censor people based on viewpoints. That's what I'm trying to explain. Now, the other site to monitor is naturalnews.com, which you already know. But what you may not know about naturalnews.com is that we are about ready to roll out a much more aggressive publishing schedule. We'll be covering a lot more news because we have new in-house AI technology that our writers will all have access to. We're in the process of setting that up over the next week or so. And as a result, our existing team of writers, we're not firing anybody, we're not letting anybody go, they will be more productive. And as a result, we'll have a lot more published content. We'll be publishing more frequently throughout the day. And it will allow us to publish stories more quickly. So one of the main criticisms of National News over the last couple of years has been that we've been kind of slow. And that's fair. We have been slow on many breaking news stories. And that's because we went through so many really human intensive processes of, writing, reviewing, editing, and then publishing. And because we're now able to get AI enhanced assistance on some of those steps, we're able to shorten that time between article creation and article publishing. So we'll be able to get more breaking news content published a lot more quickly than ever before. So I'm saying all this to just invite you back to naturalnews.com. If you haven't checked it out for a while, starting in about a week or so, we'll have a lot more news and a lot more frequent news or fresh news published multiple times throughout each day. Now, on top of that, we also have our uncensored social media sites, including Brighteon.social, which is very popular among red-pilled people. It's really the best news feed that you can find anywhere. If you go to Brighteon.social, sign up there, just watch the main feed. And then we have an alternative to that ourselves called Brighteon.io, which is the decentralized, peer-to-peer, blockchain-driven social media platform that has no central servers. And we built that in case the governments of the world started seizing our servers for Brighteon.social, which would have happened if Trump had not won the election, by the way. So we were well prepared for full-blown tyranny. Fortunately, we have averted that so far, for the moment, in America. But if that were to ever happen, if we were absolutely censored, or if our servers were taken offline, then you would still be able to share information and post information and hear from us via Brighteon.io, which is really just a repackaging of Bastion.com, which is an amazing technology for peer-to-peer decentralized social media. So that's very cool. And then on top of that, we have Brighteon.ai. And Brighteon.ai, as I mentioned, I've been talking about it recently. We have a lot of breakthroughs with our AI models, and we're going to be releasing a new model called Enoch. It'll be released March 1st of 2025 is the current estimate. It might even happen sooner than that. But this is a revolutionary new technology for a vastly improved language model chatbot and a knowledge base that you can talk to. You know, you can ask it questions, you can ask it to edit your content, you can ask it to generate articles for you, to generate marketing text, etc. There are all kinds of things that you can do with this language model, and it's free. It's open source, free, downloadable. Just sign up at Brighteon.ai. And it'll be the best tool you've ever used at the best price that you've never had to pay free is good. But we're only able to do that for free because of your support, obviously, for everything that we are doing. So let me tell you about a couple of things that we're doing that can help support us. One of them also is free, which is the Brighteon University. If you go to brightu.com, you'll find that we are featuring a new docu-series that begins streaming December 21st. And it's called The Next Pandemic, Survival and Preparedness. And it brings you all kinds of interviews with experts who are talking about, of course, how to survive what's coming, including Dr. Lee Merritt. That's free to watch. It begins streaming, like I said, December 21st. You can register for it now at brightu.com. You can watch the whole thing for free, or you can optionally purchase it. If you purchase it, you get to download all the files immediately and watch them anytime you want. You also have permission to put them on a thumb drive and give those files to a family member, a friend, someone that you know personally, and share it with them and encourage them to watch it. So you're actually buying it for multiple people, and you're helping to support our platform. Secondly, we have the new Escape Zone products, which are Faraday products that protect you from EMF exposure. We have those at the Health Ranger store. You can find them, including the Faraday beanie to protect your skull from EMF radiation and pollution. We've got the Faraday blankets, the Faraday bags, and the Faraday ballistic backpacks that also have a bulletproof layer in them that blocks bullets, okay? Pretty amazing backpack. You can find all that at healthrangerstore.com/escape. That's healthrangerstore.com/escape. And that is related to the Satellite Phone Store, which also carries those products at sat123.com, where they also offer the backup satellite phones and the bivy sticks and many other solutions that can help you prepare for whatever mayhem the globalists are going to unleash against us. So you can help support us and get yourself ready for what's coming at the same time so that we can navigate and survive whatever they throw at us. That's the goal here. And then when you support us, we support you with platforms like Brighteon.com and tools like Brighteon.ai and decentralized platforms like Brighteon.io. And so that's the ecosystem that we represent. We report the truth. We educate and inspire. We uplift. We share tools and knowledge. We fight back against censorship. We have a major lawsuit pending right now. I mean, we've already filed it against big tech, and it's a very expensive lawsuit. But I think this lawsuit has a lot of traction now because of things that have come to the surface since we filed it. It's like, wow, every week there's another admission from big tech that is perfect for a lawsuit. It's like, wow, they're just admitting they're guilty. Again, amazing. So if we get to discovery with this lawsuit, major, major victory. If that happens, we'll have our hands on all the files of all the internal memos, of all the orders of censorship from government to big tech, Google, YouTube, Facebook, you name it. Man, it's going to be freaking historic. So yeah, we funded that lawsuit with profits from your support. So thank you for your support. So this is what we do. Join in, read naturalnews.com, watch videos at brighteon.com, use all our tools, use all our platforms, participate. And together we may have a chance to survive all this. Well, I know we have a chance. In fact, I'm confident we will. Not everybody will, but we will. I'm confident that people that use our tools and have this mindset that we can survive. Not so confident about the oblivious NPCs, but, you know, you probably agree with me on that. But thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. God bless you all. Take care.